This month, amid the song and prayer of the Jewish High Holy Days, American Jews mark an important date in history. 350 years ago, the first Jewish settlement in North America was founded in what is now New York City. It's cause for celebration this fall in many communities. Music commentator Miles Hoffman is celebrating his own way by listening to a remarkable new collection of music. The Milken Archive of American Jewish Music will eventually include dozens of CDs. About half are already released. Miles says the archive encompasses 350 years of music making.
They recorded an enormous number of musical works by something like 200 composers who are American Jews for the most part, and covering every possible variety of music you can imagine. Sacred music, secular music, classical style music, just everything.
How about playing us something that you think would be a good introduction to this vast collection?
Well, the first and oldest congregation in the United States, Renee, is the congregation that was founded by these folks who came 350 years ago, and that congregation is still in existence. It's called She'arit Yisrael, which means Remnant of Israel. And on this CD, we hear the current cantor of Congregation She'arit Yisrael in New York chanting from the Torah, and the portion that he's chanting is the Ten Commandments.
Zachor et yom ha-shabbat nekadesho.
This is chanting that one might hear today.
Yes, that you would hear today. His style of chanting and even the tune that he's using is probably unchanged from the way it was done 200 or 300 years ago, or even farther back than that. We're hearing what is both a current document and an historical document in this case.
Miles, among the various liturgical pieces that are recorded here, pick us one that's very different from what we've just heard.
Well, the newest release in the Milken Archive Project features the Vienna Choir Boys. The Vienna Choir Boys, for over 500 years, have been associated with the Roman Catholic Habsburg Imperial Chapel in Vienna. But here they are singing in Hebrew, and it's quite lovely. This piece is called Day of Rest. It's by American Jewish composer Shalom Kalib. And what this is a musical setting of portions of the Sabbath service.
Now, I'm curious, how did this recording come about? Would it have been part of their repertoire?
It is part of their repertoire now, Renee. The Vienna Choir Boys sing this regularly. And actually, that's one of the goals of the Milken Archive, to introduce repertoire that might not otherwise be heard, both to performing groups and audiences, and in this case, it's certainly successful.
Which brings up something I think people might wonder about, and that is exactly what constitutes Jewish music.
Well, how much time do we have? That's an enormous question, and what the Milken Archive does is it groups everything together in this label, music that is Jewish because it has roots in ancient Jewish melodies, ancient liturgical melodies, music that is Jewish because it's in Yiddish or because it's in Hebrew or because it's by Jewish composers and they are somehow influenced by the Jewish experience. Now, the truth of the matter is that most Jewish composers in the Western musical tradition write Western music, and it is in styles that we're familiar with. And I think what we should listen to now is a little bit of a piece by a composer named Joseph Rumshinsky, who was one of the leading lights of the Yiddish musical theater in New York in the 1920s. Rumshinsky wrote an operetta called Mein Goldele, My Goldie. In some ways, it sounds like Little Mary Sunshine in Yiddish. The musical idiom is, there's nothing Jewish at all about the musical idiom, but it's in Yiddish, so it's, I guess you have to call it Jewish music.
One of the fascinating things about this archive is that it features composers that we all know, but they're in an entirely different setting here. There's Leonard Bernstein's in here. There's an entire CD by jazz legend Dave Brubeck.
That's right. He doesn't usually get labeled Jewish composer, but one of the CDs in this project is an oratorio by Brubeck called The Gates of Justice. It's Brubeck's setting for chorus, orchestra, solos, an enormous piece of Hebrew scriptures and words of Martin Luther King Jr.
Go from
I think it's fair to say this is not the Dave Brubeck that many people will have heard.
No, but there are sections in the piece that sound very jazzy and that sort of sound like what Dave Brubeck might play at your bar mitzvah or at your wedding.
Miles, are we talking really about something that's more American than anything else?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, David Amram, who's one of the composers featured in this series, he wrote that one of the things that characterizes the Jews is that we've left something of ourselves in every place we've gone to and absorbed something from all the places we've been and still remain Jewish. And that is very audible in this Milken archive. As an excellent example of a mixture of influences and even a mixture of countries, we could go out with a piece called Rakatia. It's by the Argentinian-American Jewish composer named Osvaldo Golijov. It's got klezmer sounds, it's got jazz sounds, it's got Latin sounds, and I think that pretty much describes the Milken archive as well, a little bit of everything, or maybe a lot of everything.
Miles, is this Jewish tango?
I guess if the Jews are dancing, it is.
Music commentator Miles Hoffman, if your dancing shoes are on and you want to hear more from the Milken Archive of American Jewish Music, go to our website, npr.org.